The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you. And as always, if you have some audio for us, hit us with it. Best thing to do is not to DM it, simply because I am awful at that. Admittedly so.
Yeah, that is like, you know, P1 Nutty's preferred method of communication. When he does come across the clip, he'll fire off the DM.
Oh, yeah. See, I've got like friends, like family and stuff. I'm like 5+ deep in messages. I would say 5+. You're like, oh, there's at least 5 sitting there waiting. Like,
I just found out what the filters were on the folders. And I'm usually up on tech. You got known senders and unknown senders.
Hell yeah.
I had it on all. So I was seeing all of them. Yeah. I don't care about the other ones. I'm not falling for your fake UPS scam that's going around. Or your fake Amazon scam, too.
Or the one, well, it's in a scam, but I was reading a thing yesterday, and the entire time I thought they were talking about the United Arab Emirates.
Yep.
Which is the UAE. But what is the UAB?
Only thing I can think of is Alabama, Birmingham. Go Blazers.
Okay.
I don't know what else it would be.
Well, it turns out, and again, I don't give a damn. I'm 49. I'm okay to admit that I didn't know that when most people write UAB on the internet, it means ugly ass bitch. Did you know?
No, but I know what BBW meant.
And, well, BBW, yeah, and BBC and BBC. But, like, I had no idea when people were writing UAB. I thought they were talking about a country or an Air Force base. But they were calling someone ugly and a bitch.
Pog. I know what pog means now.
Pretty ass white girl.
Yeah. Or fat ass.
Yeah. All right. Best damn audio. We'll start off with this. This is the one I teased you with earlier. When you go see this famous rock star in concert, you probably would not expect him to perform this song. Him being Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
I'm kind of on the fence about whether or not I want to play this next one. All right. Okay, fine. It's not SpongeBob, you asshole.
We're booing him.
Are you ready, kids? I can hear. Be something you wish. Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish. Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. That's a f***ing mess.
Isn't that wonderful?
There must have been a plant. They're like the new to shouted out SpongeBob.
No, I think so. I looked that up. Apparently, when he does a solo show every once in a while, it's kind of his
Stick.
It's his little shtick to throw that in there. And I guess that was a super fan that knew, so he kind of a heckler.
That show more popular than I ever thought it would be.
SpongeBob
took on a separate life. Now I know people like to get high and watch it. Kids like to watch it. I saw one maybe.
Oh. It's good.
Does it have a second life for kids now?
Like
your grandson's probably too young, I guess.
No, he's not. No.
I used to watch that in Chowder.
He asked me to explain to him why Sandy, who is a squirrel, has to wear the scuba gear, but none of the other ones do. And I'm like,
mammal.
First off, it's a concert, little boy.
He lives in an upside pineapple in the sea. Or whatever you said.
Lives in a pineapple under the sea. Paige is growing a pineapple tree.
Oh, that's right. How's that coming?
It's great. Actually, it did better than I thought it was going to do. I rooted it, and that was the hardest thing because you got to pull the leaves down to the stem and stick it in water.
I just buy one, bro.
Because that's not the fun in it. You make it. You create it.
You're going to run out of room. It's going to be bigger than the apartment complex.
You know what's crazy about that is I walked literally by two cows day before yesterday to go to buy a hamburger. I did.
They know where you're going too.
They probably did.
Like, you cannibal bastard.
There you be.
You jerk. That's our cousin and uncle.
Eat me. That's terrible. No cow ever says that.
What do you say?
Eat me. No, they say eat more chicken.
He never says that.
Plus off, cows can't spell worth a damn either. Have you noticed? They don't spell chicken right.
They really don't. You know, when kids are mean to each other, we got to put them on Best Damn Audio.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, when they have a saying like, why the F you ain't eat it cold? So as soon as you hear a kid say that to another kid, you got to put it on there.
Why the F you ain't need what?
Why you ain't eat it cold?
Why you ain't eat it cold?
Now, this friend's either a good friend for cooking for his friend when he spends the night with him.
Right.
Or he's an a-hole because his friend don't know how to cook and he's rubbing it in his face.
Oh.
You tell me.
Let's listen.
Did you care? I cook all my life.
Please don't.
I had to cook for this when he spent the night at my house, like six. I had to cook this spaghetti and because he was so hungry. This trying to cook a sandwich. It said burn a sandwich. Why the you ain't eat it cold? The wrong with you?
The kid sounds like he's from Mississippi.
I've noticed that word, you know, kids will like, certain kids will call each other that word like over and over. So I'm,
yeah.
Do you get in trouble for using that word as a kid? Even,
man, I think it depends on the household. Like, yeah. I even Poe Mill right across the street, I'd hear this mean old man. It was the Russians that lived there.
Oh God,
the ones that ate the slung onion, and I'd hear that guy like screaming, just
that's
mean,
terrible,
awful things.
Little fat kids in the neighborhood.
At his wife across the hall. Or across the road. But in my house, so if a TV show or movie said GD, Phil, turn it.
Yeah.
So it just depends on that. I don't know.
This guy's calling at his wife like a dog. Come home, fat wife.
Like, do Italians call each other words that they wouldn't like other people not calling them?
Italians are interesting because they, and other people have pointed this out, they think they are their own race of people. Is the weird dichotomy to the thinking process of an Italian American.
I
can't fully
that.
Dial into.
That's more of nationality, right?
Yeah, but at least there's a little bit on there that you can like. I mean, I would feel like I'm mostly Irish, so I would feel stupid if I started wearing like Ireland clothes.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Scottish. Never mind. I was hoping it was a kilt.
You wanted me to wear a kilt, didn't you?
Yeah.
She's been asking for one, man. I think she wants to kind of peek at what's going on up under there.
I just...
And you might be surprised. There might not be much going on.
Thanks a lot.
You never know. Trying to trick you into sending a pic.
Well, guess what?
What?
I have some news to play.
Ooh, I love news.
I love when they go out and grab an eyewitness. And I feel like a lot of times the reporters grab people they think is that are going to have some silly things to say, and maybe they'll go viral. It was reported that there was a cougar.
Oh.
Or maybe a wildcat out and about.
Uh-oh.
So the news goes out on the streets. I can't tell you what city this happens in. I could if I knew, but I don't. They found this guy who describes the animal that he saw and heard.
I heard the roar. I felt that roar. I knew to keep it pushing. I knew that.
Curtis Jones says he was walking near Rauber Street late Wednesday when he saw people running from what appeared to be a large wild cat.
After I see the people run, I just see something big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. And it said roar, and I just kept walking. I seen me. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out.
Rochester police say officers became aware of a video on social media that appears to show a wildcat, which some people claim is a mountain lion. RPD says it received numerous calls of reported sightings, including one near North Clinton Avenue and Rauber Street just after midnight.
About like this big? It was just walking, slithering, like it was. I don't know, man.
A shelter in place was ordered and then lifted when RPD was unable to verify the presence of a wild animal. Police say no reports have been substantiated. Jones tells me he remains on edge.
Gotta keep this bat right here, man. I'm gonna keep this bat right here, man. Just in case, I'm gonna protect this. I ain't gonna let nothing happen to us, nothing, okay? They ain't find it last night. It's still out here. It could be out here in one of these bushes or something. You know, them mountain lion, they be, wow, they be crawling. And, you know, they serious.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office assisted the investigation by using an aerial drone. The Seneca Park Zoo told 13WAM all of its animals are accounted for.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
Hey, turns out Macon, Georgia. When I heard the call letters there, I went and looked it up. Macon, Georgia.
You fight a mountain lion with a bat and see how that works out.
Shoot. I don't know what... Do you play? You don't play. I couldn't play dead. I couldn't.
No.
I could not play dead. I would literally run unsuccessfully for my life.
I wouldn't.
You want to give yourself a fighting chance, right? Like you wouldn't play dead.
No.
Just like if you're in court, you want to testify on your behalf, right?
Right.
You might as well try everything.
I'd wave my arms and go, wow.
Hey, wow. I don't play with no lions, no tigers.
I'm not going to play with you.
When you find somebody like that, you got to keep them going. But, like, at what point is enough? Because, you know, the cameraman's probably like, this has been 10 minutes.
Hey, can you do the roar again?
It's so good.
It's modulating here in the speakers.
Plus, he was cussing like hell, too.
All right, we can do one more before we go to break?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. So, my grand... Not every night, but... So let's say 4 out of 7 days, my grandson and I will FaceTime at night before he goes to bed. And I will usually have him on some kind of filter, you know, and he doesn't realize it at first, so it scares him, and then it...
You warthog.
Yeah, so he was wearing from Target. Come in. He's coming from... went to Target. Language. You remember the Biggie Smalls t-shirt where it shows... I don't even know if it was really him, but a big, heavy-set baby... A little black baby with an afro on the album cover.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my 3-year-old grandson now has one of those shirts, and he was telling me about his Notorious B.I.G. shirt.
I have a baby shirt on. It's my baby shirt.
There you go. It's his baby shirt.
He's probably looking at it. Oh, I can't wait till he starts singing Biggie. And he comes in here. What do you do when your bitch is untrue?
Got a baby shirt. So cute.
This is my baby shirt. Okay.
Plus, you know, Teddy Mask can get all the good hand-me-downs.
I mean, he...
that shirt being one of them.
I couldn't tell Grace you call him Teddy Matt. She will...
It's the perfect...
I can just see her eyes roll on that one.
It's a perfect ring to it.
It's Theodore Matthew. It's not Teddy Matt. You trying to already turn him into like a religious
Teddy
singer
Matt.
Or something.
Teddy Matt.
Teddy Matt.
Not related to Toby Mac. It's Teddy Matt. All right. When we come back, I can tell you that you will hear the likes of... A kid who thought she was just eating candy, and also a message from the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, bless
him. Dusty Rhodes is in BDA.
It's a very short Dusty thing, but I like keeping Dusty in the rotation because when we do impressions, people will, you know, realize, oh, that's who they're doing.
You're going to find out what happens when you awaken an angry Yankee dad from his afternoon nap.
Yankee dads are the worst.
Yeah. What I've read.
This one lays into his boy.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Okay, good. All right, good morning, everyone.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
The best. And now
damn.
It's time for the best damn audio.
Part deuce.
Oh, there's the best damn audio for you.
By the way, did you know? I would assume that they're listening on a stream or something. That somebody text in, I listen to y'all every day in Macon, Georgia. That happened just down the road from me in Hancock County. I did not know.
Oh, damn.
Hancock County, Georgia.
We gotta requisition the numbers here and there. Sometimes we'll give them to you. Like, hey, where are we popping at?
Hell yeah.
Is this nationwide? Seattle, I've noticed. Northern Michigan, shout out.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I love him. He's my spirit animal.
He is.
You're a collector.
I'm a collector. I love him. I think he's great. He had certain ways of... He probably wrote the thesaurus on how to say kick your ass. Like, he came up with so many different ways to say it. And this one's one, like, instead of telling kids you're going to put them in quiet time or put them on restrictions or take their devices from them, tell them something like this, and they may be scared.
The American dream, thunder in both fists, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
I love that. I love it. I love it. Thunder in both wrists, coming your way with knuckle sandwiches.
I got to play it again, just the way you said sandwiches.
Knuckle sandwiches.
The American dream, thunder in both fists, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Who wants the sandwiches? Oh, we lost Dusty too soon. Damn it.
I don't know if you showed me this video or if I just saw it on social media, but somebody presented Cody with a dual auto. It was himself and his dad. And he said there aren't many things they're on together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They gave it to him, though?
I don't think they gave it to him.
Oh, they just showed it to him? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't give it to him.
I wouldn't give it to him either. Like, you make an offer on it, Cody O, but I ain't going to give it to you.
Okay.
That ain't going to happen.
Have you ever known someone who had upset tummy a lot? Yeah, upset tummy. I have an upset tummy today, guys. Oh, I can't even, like, I try to, like, pop my back. Like,
don't you do it.
Oh, God. My back, you can tell, is making odd noises. Nevertheless.
Whatever you're doing.
We don't have any women this happened to.
Pepto-Bismol is not fun to drink. We would keep it in our refrigerator when I was a young kid, like a condiment. It was always there, and everyone drank out of the bottle. We didn't measure it.
This is Revco version, too.
Yeah, but then for pussies later on, they came out with chewable tablets of Pepto-Bismol.
I don't know how that works.
You just chew it?
Yeah. It'll help your stomach.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a dried Pepto in a little circular form, I suppose. Well, anyway, this is more proof of why you don't leave your kids in the car when you just run in a store, because they're going to think that's candy.
Oh, Lord. Look at it. These come down.
How did they come out?
They popped out.
But did you eat one?
No.
Why is there pink on your mouth?
Well, I didn't eat one.
But Dee Dee, those are medicine.
I didn't eat one.
They don't taste very good, do they?
And there was some white on here.
And they just popped out?
Yeah, they did.
They just, like, popped right out of those wrappers.
Yep. So we...
And then they got on your mouth. And on your tongue.
I ate one. I love medicine. I love pink.
I know.
Hey,
me
too.
Dee Dee.
I love pink.
You know, his mom tried to trick her when she said, did you pop one out? And she said, yeah, but they didn't taste good, did they? And she didn't answer. Like, you said you didn't eat one, but, you know, she tried to get her with the taste.
This is why all those edible weed candies and everything, they got to put them in different wrappers because they look literally. I sound like an old person now when vaping first came out. Like, why you got to make them in fruit flavors? You're trying to attract the kids.
Dude, before they had that huge drug bust in my neighborhood where they hadn't found the one guy yet, they had wrappers on the ground sometimes. You would see that. I'm like, is that Fruity Pebble, like a trick? Treatment, no.
It'll be spelled like a Z or something, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, our Fred's real high, and then you look on the back, it says, like, from California or whatever the hell.
Then you
got the little pot leaf sticker on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was luckily just Pepto, but she did eat it one, and she loves medicine. So watch out for that, future pill head.
Somebody needs to lock her in a school.
They really do.
How do you crack an egg? When you crack an egg, do you crack it against a pan or a hard surface?
I do. Generally I do the side of the pan.
Or the bowl.
Yeah, that's a very popular answer. Well, this guy here saw his dad cracking an egg in an unusual way. And his dad kind of took offense to why it was such a big deal.
Oh, Lord.
And they had a little fun exchange back and forth, like fathers and sons do in the kitchen.
Is he being mean to his daddy?
No, but his dad, he flies off the handle real quick.
Okay. I ain't never seen nobody crack an egg with a spoon. What kind of shit is that?
Why is you worried about how to
crack an egg with a spoon?
I'll crack you with your big black head, you
Crack an egg with a spoon.
What does it make a difference what I crack it with, motherfucker?
Oh, God.
Christ.
Hilarious.
I swear, another from Alabama.
You know, when he gets up on him, the camera's right on his dad's face. I think that's partly why he was mad. Oh, I got to hear that one again.
God bless.
He's really taking a spoon and just like in the top of the egg.
It's weird how people call their kids MFs like that. Like it's just a term of endearment. Like,
why do you hear what angry dad calls his son later?
I ain't never seen nobody crack an egg with a spoon. What kind of shit is that?
Why is you worried about how to
crack an egg with a spoon?
I'll crack you with your big black head, you motherfucker.
Crack an egg with a spoon.
What does it make a difference what I crack it with, motherfucker?
Get a little hint of Fred Sanford in his voice.
What?
Big dummy.
Why is you worried about
God. Let me get a bingity drinkity.
God. I saw a Sanford clip the other day where he gives old Esther a piece of plastic. He said, that's your Halloween
that's
mask.
That's your Halloween mask. God, man. She was a very unattractive woman.
I missed that show.
And I saw another clip where he said, I can take your face and put it in some cookie dough and make gorilla cookies.
Gorilla cookies. Hell yeah. God bless. Oh. That was good. That's real good.
This will finish on the angry napping dad who's working all day in the yard.
Uh-oh.
Trying to take a load off in the afternoon, so he thought he'd sneak a napper in. Not his son. His son thought he'd come in and mess with his dad.
Want to make some content.
Yeah. Like always, you know, trying to make content around the house. I'm a creator, bro. Gonna make content. Well, dad's not happy, and, well.
Dad.
What? You want?
You look tired. You should get some sleep.
The f*** you think I'm doing? I'm trying to f***ing nap. Why would you wake me up?
You look tired. You should get some sleep.
I am f***ing tired. What the f*** are you waking me up for?
What?
Dad, wake up. You look tired. What the f*** kind of bullshit is that?
You look tired.
I am f***ing tired. I was out f***ing side working.
Hey, you should get some sleep.
Trying to take a nap.
You should get some sleep.
No shit, Sherlock. What the f*** are you waking me up for?
You gotta
wake up and be mad now. And I can't f***ing go back to sleep.
Yes, you can. Just
no, I can't. It's in the middle of the afternoon. You're a f***ing drunk.
Oh, so you yell at me for taking
a nap. I sat down for 10 minutes to take a nap for.
So you yell at me for taking naps.
What the f*** are you waking me up for? To tell me I look tired?
Yeah, you should see.
Leave me the f*** alone.
You look tired. You should get some, look, your eyes all
I
red.
I was trying to f***ing sleep. You f***ing woke me up now, you f***ing jerk off.
Damn.
What? Why everybody talk to their kids like that?
I don't know. It's like up north and you know, good God.
What is it with some of you dads when you let your kids drink, you cuss at each other, you do the two fingers in the nose constantly? Like, come on. Can we get some decorum around the household?
That guy sounded like he either worked on cars or made pizza. I can't tell. One of the two.
And we doing both,
hey? What do you think I'm trying to do here?
He should hang out with Egg Dad.
You jerk off?
I ain't never seen nobody crack an egg with a spoon. What kind of shit is that?
Why is you worried about how to
crack an egg with a spoon?
I'll crack you with your big black head, you motherfucker.
Crack an egg with a spoon.
What does it make a difference what I crack it with, motherfucker?
Why is you worried about... Like the other little kids, why do you ain't need a cold?
My God.
God.
It's funny, the visual of the kid, he's like a little fat kid, and he's wearing a polo shirt, but it's not buttoned all the way, like all the buttons are open, but it's real tight on him being a little fat kid.
Oh, I remember those, yeah. You could the polo shirts then only came with like one button, but if you were like had big male boobs,
mm-hmm.
and boobs. You put that one together, it caused more like...
Little kid boobs.
It caused more shadowing around the... I was real big on watching the shadowing of the boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because certain colors made it...
You'd see through it.
Yeah, I did
see the contour
like
of your big gut. And,
my nipples.
And big urethras.
Yeah.
Yeah, like football nipples through the shirt. So look at Ass Mole's shirt. You can see his nipples through it.
Oh, man. I know I couldn't participate in the pants sagging back in the 90s because everyone would see my Ass Mole. I have a mole right above the crack of my ass. And everyone called me Ass Mole in elementary school. I didn't even get the joke.
That's where she threatened to throw the knife in Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Right between the crack of his ass.
If you have audio for us, even if it's your own audio, you can send it to us, or it's best just tag us in it. I'm at O Matthew, OHMAFFEW. Fat Boys at Nicholas Dickhead.
My favorite store.
No, he's at Fatboy 933. At Fatboy 933. All right, best damn audio. We will.
Why is you worried about how I crack it?
Oh, look, Paige, we have a present downstairs. Someone just brought in some knuckle sandwiches.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Just pretend it's a sound bite. Oh, good morning. You know, I mean, you think I'm baiting you right now, but like you don't smell anything, Paige. You just
sure.
I mean, you could definitely hear him, but like I don't smell anything. But
I still have had no doctor, no.
Been firing them all pretty good.
Dietitian, explain
if
that to me.
Dealt it, you smelt it.
Oh, I dealt it. I dealt it. I mean, I'm the dealer today.
They're big and bassy. Like, do you ever have like any dry rippers? You know, the part where you feel like it's gonna ooh.
Oh yeah, like somewhere you like. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and just sit down and poot.
Yeah, like nothing's behind it, but like
here
you know.
I sit, brokenhearted, tried to, but only farted. Is that you?
Tried to what?
Did you write that?
Tried to what?
Actually, I don't know how that goes.
With a poem?
Yeah,
do the poem.
Do it.
Here I sit, brokenhearted, tried to, but only farted, and I don't know the rest of it.
Cough.
It is cough, right?
Cough.
Cut tone.
Sometimes I've carted.
What's carted?
It rhymes with
a shaft.
Sit on it.
A shaft my pants.
What?
Rhymes with sit on it.
Yeah.
Spit on it. Spit on that thing.
Hot to a girl.
Paige's conversations here being pretty wild here.
Pretty wide open.
Sorry.
She really is.
A sleep deprivation.
You yeah. You know, your ass is kind of reminding me of something that we got tagged in on Twitter by
his,
P1
his
Kentucky
ass
fan.
Or my ass?
His and Matt's ass.
Because you looked at me first, then you looked at him.
Well, I was thinking of yours, but his is the one that's really...
He's thinking about how you talked about your gynecologist said you have too many tan lines, which is a weird kind of thing to say.
No, tiny tan lines.
Tiny tan lines.
Like, where are you going wearing a bathing suit like this?
Oh, I got a question now about a guy now.
Guy no.
What is this?
Does the gynecologist... measure what you got going on? Like, does he say like it should be this by now, or like if you got too much, you know, like if you go to Arby's for lunch and you know,
oh
the,
yeah
like, dun dun dun
I don't really know. I think if you have damage there, maybe from birthing a baby, if that's what you're talking about.
He's not.
No.
He's talking about...
Or that's the way... Because people...
Like, rode hard and put up wet a lot.
Okay.
Say you go to Arby's for lunch. You know, the lady behind the counter will tell you if that sandwich has got too much beef on it.
Oh.
You know, too much roast beef.
So...
And then she will fix that for you.
Oh.
You know. Just didn't know if you got
I
a head.
I think if you are a professional and you see something that is kind of out of the norm, a contraindication that could be some sort of...
Does your gynecologist wear a miner's light?
You like wearing a GoPro?
Dr. Ashley is a wonderful...
It's called a GoPro.
That's a legit question. Is it a GoPro queued up to the TV in the room?
Is he wearing GoPro, like Meta Ray-Bans looking at your... wow, I almost went T-word on that. That's good. I'm so glad I didn't.
No, she does do that. She does like the exam. So I get both.
Yeah.
It's important to do both.
No, for sure. Yes. For sure.
I highly recommend it.
Doing your exam, though, has got to be... That's a task.
Why?
I don't know
Why
if they
make
Why am
I any different than any other person? You should examine
Do they come in wearing, like, Mickey Mouse gloves?
No, but those Mickey Mouse gloves are my pot holders.
Could you imagine the mobile
I
team?
I thought you were drug-free, Paige.
You know the mobile team action mobile that drives around, and then she gets in, it's like Flintstones where they put the ribs on the...
falls over to one side.
Or if they're like, just put your boobs in here and just stand outside.
You, are the mashing?
Slide the knockers in.
Yeah, boy, every old Southern woman, and not that you're old, but like my grandma and my mom did, they would say mashing.
That's what they do. You lift it.
Jesus.
Do you see how far she went down? Like she was doing like a snatch and curl, but I shouldn't.
Check
that's
the desk.
What it is.
Yeah.
And they look for abnormal things.
So you got to put it up there or they don't grab it for you?
They do it.
It's probably an intern that does it.
Or, well, you got they got a, they're looking for something in a placement of it because they're taking the x-rays. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not x-raying myself.
Are you...
That is something I think that the home should have.
A mobile
x-ray machine. Why not? Why not? If people get them cold plunge damn things now at home and... You know, they've had hot tubs at home for years now. I'd like to have an x-ray machine.
Well, just think of all the hypochondriacs out there. If you had your own x-ray machine, you'd think you'd be dying every single day and it would be annoying.
Well, I mean...
No, you're not. That's nothing.
These other medical procedures that end up becoming like your GLP-1s you can go get, semaglutides, your Botox you can get. Well, that's the way it's going.
Botox isn't a necessity.
A what?
Not a necessity.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know why people would get it in general.
It's for headaches.
Well, yeah.
That's what they say now.
That's what they say
it's
now.
For headaches.
It can, migraines or something like that.
But you got 50-year-old women trying to look 20 when it's okay to be old, you know?
It really is.
Well, then you have a problem of overuse, and then it ruins your skin.
But do you think, like, trying to get into the psychology of it, do you think that it's their own vanity, or is it their own or ego? I mean, ego can mean so many different things, but is it also the fear that she thinks her spouse might one day leave her for a younger woman?
Well, I think it's a lot of society because women are, you know, when you grow old, you're not as beautiful as you were and not as desirable. People tell you, but I don't think that's the truth because
I've always had a MILF complex.
I deal with skincare. And people that take care of their skin and grow old gracefully sometimes look a lot better than people that have a lot of surgery.
You know, it's what you're saying. I will give the ladies some credit because there are guys like that that will, you know, try to go for, you know, the next youngest thing or like, yeah, you don't look like you used to.
But I'm saying like that's
look like hell.
That's just all that sucks. It sucks.
So I'm glad I'm not a woman, dude.
I mean, I am too. If I was a woman, I'd want to be like black or Asian because they have the best.
I think women
age
are
better.
Different, best
complexion.
In the sense that we're not going to try to get a guy that's drop dead gorgeous because we know that he's going to be an ass.
That is so wild.
That's what you like.
That is wild, though.
I mean, because I dated a guy who's really handsome.
Thank you.
And I thought, well, he's going to be a cheater. But he really was the nicest guy I ever knew.
And you didn't respect him because he's too nice. Then he's a
simp. Yeah, he was too nice.
Yep.
But I...
Fat Boy says that all the time off the air.
Simp. Rico, you hear me?
No, the problem with him is that his personality, he wasn't fun. You know, he was handsome and everything, but he just didn't like to do anything.
Plus, he's one of those guys like, can I open the door for you? I made dinner for you.
I don't care.
He was great.
I don't care.
He was really nice, but he was boring.
You know what? You can. I would rather
but boring.
Be called a simp when I'm just trying to be a gentleman than to be called a dickhead at all. And that's my last dickhead for today. I can't say it anymore.
You're all out.
I get three dickheads. Oh, there's four. I can't say it tomorrow.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.